Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. There was a man in Najaf, the city of Najaf in Iraq, who lived near Imam Ali's shrine. He would go to the shrine with his son in the morning to pray, but it was sometimes difficult for his son to wake up. One day, they went to shrine before morning prayers. They noticed the poor man sitting at the shrine's entrance, hoping that the shrine pilgrims would assist and help him. "My child," the father exclaimed to his son, "why is this man sitting here?" "To beg and receive help from people," the son replied. "How much do you think this man will earn doing this?" the father asked. "Perhaps he'll earn a few dirhams," the boy speculated. "Is he certain he will receive this amount?" his father inquired. "No, maybe he'll return empty-handed," the boy said. "My son, look, this poor man has come here at this hour of the night to obtain some potential worldly benefits, and he's hoping that the passerby will assist and help him. While we are certain of the rewards that Almighty Allah has bestowed for rising early and worshipping, and we have unquestionably believe what Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, said, how can we slack off in performing these acts of worship?" This nice story was from Sheikh Jafar Kashiful Qita. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we'll listen to the scholar's note on this story.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are concerned with the importance and significance of performing Salat in its prime time. Based on an account, indicated by the martyr Hujjat al-Islam, Hashemi Najat, there was an old man who was really very successful in his life. And then the late martyr Hashemi Najat asked that old man about the reasons of his being successful in his life. That person indicated that when he was a young man, he met with the late Haji Hasan Ali Nukhoreki, who was a leading mystic in Mashhad, and met that person, and the late Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhoreki recommended him that in order to reach his desires, he wanted to, the desires of this inquirer, that old man in his young age was his needs. First of all, to go on pilgrimage to Mecca when he's still young, and then he said, in order to be able to enjoy going to Mecca on pilgrimage in young age, and because, young age people are energetic and that they can take, as much pleasure as possible from performing rituals. And the late Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhoreki told him to perform Salat in its prime time. Another one is that that old man, when he was much younger, said to inquire of Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhoreki that he wanted to have a good wife and a good family. And then Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhoreki told him that perform your Salat in its prime time in congregation with other people, with other believers. And the third one, his way, and the third one was that old man wanted to have a good job and a good life, an easy life. And then again, Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhodaki told him to perform his salat in its prime time together with other believers in congregation. And after some time, that old man reached all his needs that he had mentioned to the late Haj Sheikh Hasan Ali Nukhodaki in Mashhad.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Another effect of performing salat in its prime time is that when, according to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when believers perform the prime time, when believers perform the mandatory salat in their prime times, they would receive comfort in the time of hardship, and they would receive comfort in the time of meeting death, and they would be delivered from hellfire in the world hereafter. Based on an account related from the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, anybody who performs his or her mandatory prayer, mandatory salat in the prime time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would certainly guarantee for him being delivered from the hellfire. Another effect is that, according to Qutb al-Ravandi, whose tomb is in the shrine of Hazrat Masum in Qum, according to Qutb al-Ravandi, there's a piece of hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that when a calamity or any hardship is going to be sent to people because of their dissidents, there are three groups of people who would be rescued from any such danger. The first one is, the first group is the people who teach and learn the Holy Quran. Who learn the Holy Quran and teach it to other people, to other Muslims. Another group is, the people, consists believing Muslims who perform the mandatory prayers in the right time, in the prime time. And the last one, and the last group of people, consists of those people who give priority to developing and improving mosques, because mosques have got a special place and significance in the Islamic religion and Islamic civilization. Another indication in this regard comes from the sixth infallible Imam, Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, who mentioned that it's highly recommended to offer prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after mandatory prayers, especially when performed in the prime time, because those moments are the moments when prayers are going to be fulfilled very easily. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'in.